Today your daughter is at your home. I'm talking to parents. Say she's still with you at your home. She may be 13, 14 or 15 years of age, or maybe less than that, a bit younger. So how you have to raise your daughter? You have to offer salah with her. You have to worship together. You have to recite Quran with her. And in case if she understands how to fast and she's got inclination towards fasting, then you should encourage her to fast. If fasting is not yet filled upon her and she observes fast but later she feels hungry or thirsty, then do as Islam guides you. But as soon as she grows up, I'm talking about daughter, particularly daughter, then start teaching her about modesty, wailing, haya, and guide her to distance from strangers. Yes, who will teach all this? Of course, it is the responsibility of parents. And this has to be done practically. And first of all, mother should demonstrate that I do not talk to strangers. I keep distance from strangers. I do wailing, and you should do the same. Mother should show practical example. Mother. In other words, she is the first and the best teacher for her daughter. Or you can say a female teacher. She will tell. And by the time she grows up further, mother will teach her about purity, impurity, salah. Mother should learn. I'm talking to mothers, all those who are watching and listening to me. I'm addressing you. Please learn. Who will teach your daughters? You should learn. It is knowledge of Deen-e-Islam. And yes, a lot is mandatory to learn. Mother learnt all, when to feed baby, when not to feed baby, and what is the right time to start soft food. But she did not learn what to teach and when to teach Deen-e-Islam to her children. It was compulsory for you to learn and teach being a parent in order to raise your children properly. At the moment I'm talking about daughters, and slowly teach your daughters how to do houseworks. And those daughters, they are watching and listening, they should learn all this. Because tomorrow you'll get married, and after marriage when you'll go to your in-laws, then you won't sit there without doing anything. And especially those girls who do not know how to cook, how to do housekeeping, they really get embarrassed at their in-laws. I'm talking in general, that is what normally happens. They get embarrassed. Because they don't know housekeeping, they don't know how to cook, as they did not learn at all. So teach your daughters whatever is necessary for them to learn, especially in terms of managing household affairs. Teach them cleaning, cooking, organizing and managing things of house. Furthermore, teach them about patience, tolerance, forbearance, love for worship. She should have tendency to do worship of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and when she goes to in-laws, then they don't have to wake her up for salah. Rather, she should get up by her own. She should be punctual in salah in such a way that when she goes to other house, she should wake others up for salah. She should have a habit of reciting Quran. She should have knowledge of Deen-e-Islam. Now I tell you its benefit. When you will raise your daughter in such a way with all these aforementioned beautiful qualities, then when she will go to other house, she will prove to be a very good family member. She'll have an image of a person who has courage, forbearance, tolerance, love and care. Not of a person who shouts, screams and fights. And in other words, she would demonstrate that is how I've been raised by my parents. And parents have to try and teach.